Emulation, honors, and prizes. The granting of degrees, prizes, honors, etc. is borrowed from the papal system of education. Quote, "In our institutions of learning, there was to be exerted an influence that would counteract the influence of the world and give no encouragement to indulgence in appetite, in selfish gratification of the senses, in pride, ambition, love of dress and display, love of praise and flattery, and strife for high rewards and honors as a recompense for good scholarship. All this was to be discouraged in our schools. It would be impossible to avoid these things and yet send them to the public school." Close quote. Ellen G. White, Review and Herald, January 9, 1894. Before 1844, God was endeavoring to do for Protestant denominations what he is now endeavoring to do for Seventh-day Adventists. The educational reform prior to the Midnight Cry proved a failure, but he who shares in the loud cry must succeed in the educational reform. Quote, "Oberlin is somewhat peculiar in the matter of marks, prizes, honors, and the like. During the 30s, when Mr. Shippard and his associates were laying the foundations, there was much earnest discussion abroad concerning the value and legitimacy of emulation in student life. Many of the foremost educators held most strenuously that they were not needed to secure the best results, while in general tendencies it was on the whole positively harmful and vicious. In every way, it was far better to appeal to pupils of all grades as well as to all others by addressing only their higher nature. Influenced largely by such convictions, it has always been that, though recitations and examinations are marked and a record is kept, this is not to establish a basis for grading or for distribution of honors, but only for private consultation by the teacher, a student, or other persons concerned. No announcement of standing is ever made." Close quote. The Story of Oberlin, page 408. University of Nashville. While Oberlin was struggling over the question of prizes, rewards, classics, etc., other institutions were battling with the same problem. Dr. Lindsley, founder of the University of Nashville, the predecessor of the well-known Peabody Institute, established in this period, said, quote, "The giving of prizes as rewards for scholarship was discarded," close quote. And the founder testifies that, quote, "A much greater peace, harmony, contentment, order, industry, and moral decorum prevailed," close quote. Lucius S. Merriam, Higher Education in Tennessee, page 33. Horace Mann, the eminent teacher and writer, and the father of the public school system in the United States, heartily disapproved of the classic system of emulation. Mr. Mann says, quote, "I hold it and always have held it too unchristian to place two children in such relation to each other that if one wins, the other must lose. So placed, what scholars gain in intellect, yes, and 1,000 times more, they lose in virtue. You know my view of emulation. It may make bright scholars, but it makes rascally politicians and knavish merchants." Close quote. Marie Tyler and Horace Mann, Life and Works of Horace Mann, Volume 1, pages 494 and 515. Mr. Mann was opposing the Jesuit papal practice, so necessary to the success of their system of education, which says, quote, "Nothing will be held more honorable than to outstrip a fellow student, and nothing more dishonorable than to be outstripped. Prizes will be distributed to the best pupils with the greatest possible solemnity," close quote. A History of Education, page 171.